play very well, even, to be honest with you. There was, I suppose, I remember the guys in the engineering side of it better than anybody. There was the three Liams, mm-hmm. Liam Hennessy, Liam Lee, and Liam Donovan. Liam O'Donovan.
Yeah.
And I suppose, to pick a gentleman out of the three of them, you'd have to pick the three. There were three of the nicest guys that you'd ever meet. Liam Hennessy was probably one of the best tradesmen I ever saw. He was an absolute perfectionist, a brilliant guy. Liam Lee came from the Bolton Street in Dublin, where they previously had trained metalwork teachers. Mm-hmm. And there was two Liam Lees in the place, and one of them was known as Liam Lee, and the other was known as Tawky Lee. And our Liam was known as Tawky Lee, and we had great times with him, really. He'd call you aside, and he absolutely knew where every engineering metalwork teacher in Ireland, from the time they trained, where they were based. He could tell you such and such a metalwork teacher was in that school. Mm-hmm. And he had great memories, and he was a brilliant, I suppose, historian in that field, really, to be honest with you. He was a really nice guy, loved a bit of fun and that sort of thing. Liam Hennessy then was a very very serious sort of an individual, but a real gentleman, and probably shortened his life with his dedication to the job. He ended up with health problems, quite a young man, and we would always have believed that Liam maybe plowed himself too much into his job and didn't think of himself enough. Liam Donovan then was, what some people would love, we did a bit of work as well on motor vehicle technology as part of the course, and Liam Donovan was the motor vehicle technology man, and God, he was a great man, really, but he could take off on a tangent, and he'd be gone from motor vehicle technology into hurling and football in 2 minutes. But in actual fact, afterwards, I worked with a daughter of Liam's in St. Indes afterwards. But then, I suppose, to go further, then Larry Hunt was the head of department. Again, he was ex-Bolton Street in Dublin as well, came down here. Christy Malamphy. Christy would have been the main man in the tech drawing, we used to call it at the time, just technical graphics now, for the want of a better word. And Christy was from Tipperary, a real GA man, and I suppose that's how we got to know him so well, because the GA was a big thing in Thomond College at that stage too. And especially the PE college would have been renowned for football,
yeah.
And hurling was very much a second-rate sport at the time. Second-rate for really, the players weren't there. And when the when Thomond College opened up, we'd say the old, what we used to call the Red Building, mm-hmm. When that opened, then a lot of students came in from different parts of the country, and hurling took off big time. And Christy Malamphy, lecturer, arrived at the same time, and Christy nurtured that along, and with great success, really. And then down through the years, some great people came in, and it really took off. So Christy would have been there. Martin Reddington. Martin may still be here in UL for all I know. Martin was a graduate of NIHE, mm-hmm. and he taught us material science. Brilliant man, gifted man. Who else? I'm trying to think of some of the others. Down then we'd say in the PE, our lectures would have been common, the education lectures and all that sort of thing would have been common to all faculties. So there was a guy there, Roderick Harrison. Roderick was a sociologist, and again, fine fellow, really nice guy. Probably one of the most interesting guys of all was a fellow by the name of Dermot Morris. And he used to always go around, I always remember him with a school bag, and he'd take out stuff. But my God, when he would lecture on psychology, you could get lost. A 1 hour lecture seemed like about 10 minutes. That's how good he was. He was absolutely brilliant. James Christen was the director of the college. I